me into some stuff. So, I mean, it's interesting, a story, because the Sonia just told about my dad trying to fix everything and being willing to dive in fearlessly. Mm-hmm. And I've never known where I got that from. And he opened the door to the digital world to me. Mm. And by buying an Apple II back in 1981. And changed my life forever, because he was always opening doors. I mean, he opened the door to music, and when that didn't work out, he opened another door. I mean, it's not that I didn't want to be a professional musician, and I gave it a good go, and I was good at it, but I didn't want to practice, and the heart wasn't there. And but that also taught me lessons about motivation and teaching, and that you can't force people to go down pathways, that you have to let them find their own pathways. You can open doors and you can show them opportunities and things. And the thing about diving in and fixing things, I don't think he ever realized just how much the combination of that with digital is really shaped everything I do. Because with digital, you can dive in and fix things. You don't have to worry about burning the house down like you do with Sonia's thermostat. You can undo and fix anything, you know, and that's with my photography. I've always tried to show what's in my heart, and it's, you know, with digital I can play with it until it, what I saw with my brain and my eyes is what other people can see, in a way that it was hard to do with before digital. And when it comes to fixing things, people are like, oh, if you touch the computer, I'm like, just get in there and mess with it until it does what you want it to do. And that's the other thing, is the technology with your parents, it should serve us humans. And that's something I'm sure I got from him, that I've always been the weirdo in the technology room, because people in my world love the tech. They love the little shiny boxes and, you know, the newest and greatest. And, you know, I have lots of friends like that. And I'm like, well, I don't really care. I want to do art. I want to speak. I want to record stories. I want to write stories. I want to teach stories. And technology should help me do that. But it's not about the technology. It's about the stories. It's about the art. It's about the music. That's what, you know, we all have to do. And I know that artistic side of it too comes from Dad. Mm. And he may not have been a visual artist like, you know, me, but he gave that to David. But it's still the same thing. It's still the same, you know. I get the good orderly German from my mother. And so I'm a good project manager, but I see the purpose of the project. And, you know, I've built some wonderful things because of him. And so it lives on. Mm. So.
Can I share something?
Yeah.
This is not a story, but this is a memory. And I want Tom, I want you and David to hear this, because you already know this, but I want you to hear it from me. One thing Ed would do all the time is brag about his sons. Mm. Brag about both of you. You know, Tom, you were just mentioning about how, you know, he was opening doors, and whether it was music or something else. I cannot tell you the number of times that Ed would tell me something amazing that Tom, you had accomplished, or David, you had accomplished. And gosh, I have a CD of yours, David, that Ed gave to me, because he had the stack. He's like, here, you need this. My son made this. And just, he was always so, so proud of both of you, and always bragging about the two of you. So that's not a story, but it's something that I wanted to say, and I wanted everyone to hear, and I definitely wanted both of you to hear, even though you already know it.
That's wonderful.
I have a quick memory.